This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 347 for Wednesday, April 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's downturn. Canola down $2 to $11, the May contract down $2.40 at $766.90 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also posted sharp declines overnight. Speculative positioning is expected to remain a feature in the canola market, as fund traders have covered some of their large net short positions over the past few weeks. Attention is turning to North American weather conditions, with planting just a few weeks away in the Canadian prairies. In the U.S., activity is mixed. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, with gains in the front months but a softer tone in the new crop contracts. The nearby May futures up 6 cents at 1504 per bushel. The products are pulling beans in either direction, with soy meal up on the day but soy oil lower. The USDA left its ending stocks projection for U.S. soybeans unchanged at 210 million bushels yesterday. That came as a bit of a surprise to market participants, who had generally expected tightening supplies. Rising production estimates out of Brazil did pressure values, but crop prospects for Argentina continue to be revised lower. Corn, it's trading both sides of unchanged, with gains in the front months and losses in the deferreds. May up 3 cents at 654 per bushel. Warmer weather in the Midwestern forecasts over the next week should allow fields to start drying out and hasten the start of spring seeding. Wheat, it's underpinned by concerns over whether or not the Black Sea grain shipping deal will be extended. The Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the May contract at 864 per bushel. Kansas City 5 cents higher in May at 873 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's also up 5 cents in the nearby May contract at 679 per bushel. The poor state of the U.S. winter wheat crop also remained supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.